On that great day, he comes to be glorified among his own and adored among all believers. That's the text. Our subject is the agony and the ecstasy, but this is not a book review of Irving Stone's novel. Instead, it is a reflection on a sequence in Christian experience as an exhibit of God's righteousness as described in the epistle for today. St. Paul described the congregation in Thessalonica, and he had high praise for it. It's the kind of congregation to which you and I would like to have been called. To be sure, there was a small group of people who were so sure that the parousia was close enough to entitle them to quit their job. But after all, that's a minor problem in church life. Paul praised this congregation. He praised it highly for the faith that existed there and for the love that each one showed toward the other. Furthermore, he mentions especially their penchant for good works. In fact, the congregation was such a model that Paul used it to praise it among other churches. Now, we would be tempted to think that such a group would be enthusiastically accepted in the community. Aren't we constantly being told that if the Christian church just lived up to its principles, it would be received by the world, it would become more credible, as though we needed justification by the world to prove and approve our existence. Instead, there was persecution, and Paul complimented the Christians at Thessalonica for their steadfastness under the agony of the troubles which they were suffering. They were not troubles for trouble's sake. They will prove you worthy of God, he adds. This is a note peculiar to Christianity, that suffering and trouble occur to test people and to prove them worthy of the kingdom of God. Remember when the apostles in Acts 5 left the presence of the council, we read that they rejoiced because they were considered worthy to suffer for the name of Jesus Christ. That's the agony. Now comes the other beast, the ecstasy, as part of the manifestation of God's righteousness. For he reverses the situation in his own good time, bringing troubles upon the persecutors. And not just troubles, but this worst of all fate, to be separated from the presence of God forever. Here you have the matter of Psalm 73 all over again. Remember how the psalmist puzzled over the fact that the wicked and the arrogant prospered while the righteous suffered oppression. But then he went on to say, when I went up to the sanctuary of the Lord, then I perceived their end, how they are destroyed in a moment. That is their agony at and after the parousia. At that moment, a situation is created where God is glorified and marveled at for the way that he has worked things out in history where we live. From that point, we shall be able to look back and see what it was that God was up to all the time. And in the meantime, St. Paul reminds us, we have this opportunity of glorifying the name of Jesus Christ right now in our midst, amid the agony that may befall us. This is a prolepsis of the ecstasy. And Paul's prayer for the Thessalonians and ours for you is this: that when the agony comes, as it will, that it may serve to count you worthy of the kingdom of God. Amen. We rise to do the morning suffrages, page 115.